This newsletter is recorded on one cassette side. Side 1. The Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for winter 2010. Read by Pete Larkin, monitored by Peter Saratella. One kind word can warm 3 winter months. Japanese proverb. Books about food might help you keep warm during the long winter months. BR equals Braille, DB is digital book, RC equals recorded cassette. The Art of Simple Food by Alice Waters, DB 67096, RC 67096. Restaurant owner and chef offers recipes based on principles that support local farmers and foods produced by sustainable, environmentally responsible, and humane methods, 2007. The Chicken Soup Book, Old and New Recipes from Around the World by Janet Hazen, BR 10414. A bowl of hot chicken soup has been used as a cure for the common cold, as well as an antidote for depression, bad report cards, political unrest, and upset stomachs, 1994. The Family-Style Soul Food Diabetes Cookbook by Ronice A. Weaver, DB 67323, RC 67323. Explains ways to improve the nutritional content of popular African-American dishes and create heart-healthy substitutions, 2006. Secret Ingredients, The New Yorker Book of Food and Drink, by David Remnick, DB 66647, RC 66647. Essays, poems, short stories, and memoirs about regional and ethnic cooking gathered from The New Yorker includes commentary from gastronomes such as Calvin Trillin, Adam Gopnik, Jane Kramer, and others, 2007. Citizens Advisory Council. The council meetings are an opportunity for patrons to give their feedback on library service. All library patrons are welcome to attend. The next meeting is scheduled for Saturday, January 9th, 2010, at 11:30 a.m. Adult Program. American Noir. During January and February, narrators from the audiobook studio of the Andrew High School Library will read classic works by Damon Runyon, Irwin Shaw, Lawrence Block, Joyce Carol Oates, and others. Join us on Thursdays, January 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th, and February 4th, 11th, and 18th at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Technology Update. The New York Public Library is changing its website, and that includes the web pages and blog for the Andrew High School Library. By the time you read this, the new site should be live. The site has been redesigned from top to bottom and now includes a feature to enlarge the text by clicking a link on the top navigation bar. Some page links might change, and there will likely be a period of adjustment as staff and users of the site get familiar with it. Feedback will be appreciated. Digital machines and books are here. In August, we started sending digital talking book machines to patrons on the waiting list. The list is rather long, so please be patient if you haven't received a machine yet. We'll get a machine to everyone who wants one as soon as possible. You should hold on to the cassette machine, even if you've received the digital machine. You will have access to more titles if you can still read on cassette, and many older titles and magazines will only be available on cassette. Digital books are now listed in Talking Book Topics as of the November-December 2009 issue. They're designated DB and are listed with the cassette RC titles. For people with access to the Internet, you may download digital books as well as receive the books on digital cartridge from the library. There is a USB port on the right side of the machine. Many more titles are currently available for downloading than are currently produced in the cartridge format. You will need to register at the National Library Service's BARD website if you haven't already done so. http://nlsbard.loc.gov. Once accepted, you'll be emailed login information and will be able to download books and magazines from the BARD site to a computer, then copy the files onto blank flash or thumb drives, or onto blank USB cartridges for playing on the digital book machine. Blank cartridges that resemble the National Library Service USB cartridges and fit into the front of the machine are available for purchase from independent living aides. They cost $17 with a connecting cable and $14.95 for just the cartridge. For more information, check the product information on their website. http://www.independentliving.com/prodinfo.asp??number=30704. New from the audiobook studio, adult titles: The Cement Garden by Ian McEwan, RC 5481. When their mother dies, four children living in an isolated house in London find themselves without guidance for the summer, 1978. Gangbusters by Michael Stone, RC 5483. The fall of New York's notorious Wild Cowboy Gang is chronicled in this account of the Homicide Investigations Unit and its role in cracking this dangerous crime syndicate, 2000. Homegirl by Judith Matloff, RC 5482. A foreign correspondent puts down roots in West Harlem and impulsively buys a stately fixer-upper brownstone. Then she discovers her dream house was once a crack den, and that fixer-upper is an understatement. 2008. In the Driver's Seat by Helen Simpson, RC 5486. A dark and surprisingly funny collection of stories about single women and wives in various phases of midlife. Anxious mothers, besotted mothers, beset mothers, in a futile search for security and consolation. 2005. The Maytrees by Annie Dillard, RC 5478. Toby Maytree first sees Lou Bigelow on her bicycle in post-war Provincetown, Massachusetts. Dillard traces the Maytree's decades of loving and longing. 2007. Children's title: Old Black Fly by Jim Aylesworth, RC 5472. Nothing drives a family crazy faster than an old black fly on a hot summer day, especially when the family is a little crazy already. And this fly knows every low-down trick in the book and won't rest until he's gone through them all. An ALA Notable Book and IRA Children's Choice Winner, 1992. Reminders: we want to hear from you. The start of a new year is a good time to review your service needs. Are you getting the books you want to read? Are you getting enough books? Too many? Is your machine not working properly? Let us know how we can improve your service. You can contact the library at any time to make adjustments or changes to your reading profiles. If your cassette or digital machine breaks, let us know before you send it back. If we can, we will send another one in the mail to you right away, so there will be only minimal disruption to your service. We can still provide cassette machines immediately. We will replace digital machines as quickly as possible, depending on their availability. Planning a move? Let us know as much in advance as possible. Even if you'll be moving out of New York City, you may continue to receive library service, either temporarily at an alternate address, or we will transfer your reading records to the closest regional library to your new city. This newsletter is available in Braille, large print, cassette, email, and on our website in text and audio formats. Let us know if you want to change how you receive it. Holiday closings. The library will be closed on Monday, January 18, 2010, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and Monday, February 15, 2010, for President's Day. You will still be able to leave a telephone message, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holidays. Please be sure to speak clearly, spell your last name, and leave a telephone number. Our current hours of service are: telephone service, Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For on-site service, Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This publication is supported by special New York State aid and by the New York Public Library, the branch libraries. End of newsletter. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, January 2010.